From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome to our Gospel program. In our broadcast tonight, we begin a new testimony. It is that of Mrs. Lorene King. Her testimony is that of a young woman, like so many in our land this evening. She was, in her own words, walking the clean side of the broad road to hell. She was religious, but knew nothing of the gospel and God's way of salvation. Is not the first part of her story the story of many of you listening to the program at this very moment? If you do recognize yourself, then please learn that you need to come to Christ and be saved. If you would like the full tape sent to you, you have but to contact us, and the address will be given at the end of the program, so get ready to take a note of it. Remember, the full testimony on tape is free. There are also copies of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine available, and they also are free. The magazine features articles on the Reformation of the 16th century. After we listen to Lorene, I will take up once more our subject of the central doctrines of the Christian faith. And tonight, I wish to speak on the atoning death of Christ. That's in just a moment or two. First of all, let's hear from Mrs. Lorene King.
Well, I count it a privilege to come and just to share with you what the Lord Jesus Christ means to me. Just to share with you what the Lord has done for me. And just to lift up the name of Jesus. And I thank God that as I stand here tonight, I'm saved. There was a time in my life when I wasn't saved. And the Lord spoke to me and showed me my need of salvation. And praise God, He saved me and He has kept me. And I just want to come tonight and just uplift Jesus. Just to tell you what He means to me. And that all the glory would go to my Lord. So a verse of scripture I just want to read with you is actually two. First one is found in the Song of Solomon, and this is one of my most favourite verses. It's in chapter 5, and I'm sure many of you know it. And I'll just read it to you. It says in chapter 5, verse 16, speaking of the Lord Jesus, His mouth is most sweet, yea, He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. And there's another verse in the Psalms, in Psalm 100. And 45 in the verse 21. And it says, My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. Well, I was brought up just outside Macrofelt. I'm the youngest of four girls. And I was brought into an unsaved home. My parents weren't saved, but I was brought into a very loving home, and a very secure home. And in that home, I knew that I was loved. And we were brought up from an early age knowing right from wrong. And you were told as a young child that you don't tell lies and you don't steal. And you honour your mother and your father. And this grounded me, though I didn't know it, it was the word of God. This grounded me to do what's right. And I always was aware that there was a right and a wrong. And I was sent along to church and Sunday school every Sunday. My father worked hard, he was a builder. And Mummy stayed at home and looked after the children. And each Sunday we were sent along to church, but it was a church where I never heard that I needed to be saved. And I grew up through that church and went through Sunday school, but I never heard that Jesus had died on the cross to save me. And later on then I began to teach Sunday school. I was asked if I would teach Sunday school, and I accepted, and I took upon myself the task to teach this wee class. But you know, I never told them that they needed to be saved, because I myself did not know.
That was Mrs. Lorene King. Please send for the full tape of her testimony. I know that you will enjoy it. We'll play another extract in our program next week. Last week I spoke of Christ the mediator between God and sinful man. I sought to show you that we cannot come in our own name. We cannot come claiming any righteousness of ourselves, for we are but sinners and stand condemned in the presence of God. We must come pleading the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way into God's presence. He who is the eternal Son of God became man and took the place of his people on the cross and made atonement for our sins by suffering the eternal wrath of God that was due to our sins. He offered up himself as a spotless, sinless, crimeless sacrifice unto God. Our subject then this evening is the atoning death of Christ. Let's start off by saying Christ offered up himself. He was both priest and sacrifice. He was both the offerer and the offering. He is the only priest that can take away sins. In Hebrews chapter 10 and the verse 4, a reference is made to the Old Testament priesthood and the Old Testament sacrifices. Paul wrote, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats," these were the Old Testament sacrifices, "should take away sins." They couldn't take away sins. They didn't take away sins. Had they taken away sins, they wouldn't have had to be repeated again and again and again. But because they were ineffective, they were repeated, and they were but mere shadows of the great sacrifice that one day would take place, even that of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he offered up himself a sacrifice. He offered up himself to God. Let that be known as well. He was offering himself to God. Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 14. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" You see, God was the offended party, and it was his wrath that must be appeased, and his justice and his law that must be satisfied. So when Christ offered a sacrifice of himself, he was offering it unto God. Thirdly, he offered up himself on behalf of his people. There was a specific people in the mind of Christ for whom he was offering himself. Now that people have various names given them in the Bible. The most famous, perhaps, is referred to in John chapter 10. "I lay down my life for the sheep," verse 15. My sheep. Christ was offering himself unto God as a sacrifice for his sheep, or his people, or his elect, or the church. These are various titles by which the people for whom Jesus died are known. When he offered up himself a sacrifice for his people, he bore the sins of his people. The sins of his people were placed on Christ. Isaiah the prophet, about 700 years before the Savior died, wrote these words, chapter 53 and the verse 5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Paul, writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 21, says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." So Christ was made to be our sins, that we might be made righteous. Again, and here we have the words of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Again, that's made very plain for us, is it not? The Lord Jesus on the cross was bearing the sin of his people. His sacrifice was acceptable. What Christ did at the cross was accepted by God. Christ's sacrifice was perfect and therefore was acceptable and does not need to be repeated. Hebrews 9:28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And again, Hebrews 10 and the verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. A complete payment for the sins of his people was made by Christ, and the debt was clear, and it didn't have to be repeated. Calvary is over, and it's finished with. Proof of the Savior having obtained redemption for his people was seen in his resurrection. The Lord Jesus would still be in the tomb if his sacrifice had not been accepted by God. Romans chapter 4 and the verse 25 reads, who was delivered for our offences, and was raised again for, or by, or because of our justification. Because we were justified by the blood shed on Calvary, Christ was raised from the dead. Let me close by saying, by his death, the Savior reconciled sinners to God. Romans chapter 5 reads, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. It's for this reason they sing as they do in heaven. And they sung a new song, John tells us in Revelation 5:9, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Can you sing of the blood of the Lamb? Can you rejoice in the power of that blood to take away your sins? Praise God for the Savior's atoning death. I trust you know its power. God bless you. Tune in again next week to our programs.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.